It's 5:40 and this is Observer Radio News. Good evening, I'm Robin Danju, and it's a chilly 3 degrees outside our East York studios today. And in the news, the second man who is charged with the Via Rail train bombing plot appeared in a Toronto courtroom today. Both him and the other alleged terrorist are facing terrorism charges in what the RCMP is calling the first known plot by a terrorist organization in Canada. Their charges include conspiracy to murder for the benefit of a terrorist group and participating in a terrorist group, among others. If they're convicted of the charges, they could face life in prison. The men aren't Canadian citizens, but police refuse to say how they came to Canada and where they're from. And in other news, union employees of the LCBO are saying that they will walk off the job next month if they can't agree on a contract with the company. The employees' contract with the liquor store ended on March 31st, and the union says that there's been very little progress in the negotiations so far. The union that represents the workers in this case says that boosting part-time wages and upgrading health and safety standards are just some of the key issues. Employees of the company voted 95% in favor for a strike earlier this month and are set to strike if a deal isn't reached by May 17th. And on a lighter note, gamers, start flexing your thumbs and get ready because the Ontario Science Centre has opened the Game On 2.0 exhibit to showcase the history of gaming, and I got to cover it. Gamers, start flexing your thumbs and get ready because the Ontario Science Centre has opened up the Game On 2.0 exhibit to showcase the history of gaming. Whether you're a fan of the original Pong or Donkey Kong, or are looking to test out the newest gadgets including a virtual reality ball and the new Wii U, the event has something for everyone. And as Observer Radio News' Robin Danger reports, the event is a huge success so far. The Game On 2.0 event is finally open to the public as gamers of all ages get a chance to test out some of the wackiest and innovative technology the world of gaming has seen over the years. Exhibit spokesperson Matthew Ranger is most excited about the virtual reality ball that was actually used to showcase the streets of Moscow in their Olympic bid.
Basically what it is like a big hamster ball. So a visitor goes in, and as the visitor walks around, the ball turns. Now the visitor puts on virtual reality goggles, and as you walk through this hamster ball, you're traversing this virtual reality environment. And so it's a pretty cool immersive thing, maybe kind of like a little bit of a glimpse into the future.
With March break winding down, many parents are bringing their kids into the Science Center and are very pleased with the gaming exhibit. Sonia Corinne is a mother of two who says that even though she doesn't allow her kids to play many games at home, they're still naturals when it comes to video gaming.
And I'm always amazed that they know how to work these machines and how to do it. Although, like I said, very limited exposure to this. I'm here and I want to teach them what I know about, because it's my generation, like the Pac-Man. And they're just doing their own thing. I'm sort of running behind them.
Reporting from the Ontario Science Center, I'm Robin Danju, Observer Radio News, East York. Now turning to sports, the Maple Leafs clinched a playoff spot by beating the Senators 4-1 on Sunday, but are looking to end the season well. There's 3 games remaining, and there was a concern that the Leafs might be coasting to the playoffs. But there's still something to play for this week. If the Leafs win their final 3 games, they could finish as high as the 2nd seed and get home ice advantage. The Boys of Winter will be in Florida tonight, taking on the Lightning. Puck drops at 7. And on the diamond, the low-flying Jays managed to squeak out a win today and not get swept by the division rival O's. Jays starting pitcher Brandon Morrow was solid this afternoon, going 6 1/3 innings, striking out 4 while giving up only 3 earned runs. The game ended up lasting 11 innings after Roger Davis gunned down Manny Machado in the 10th with 2 outs to force an 11th inning. Orioles closer Jim Johnson walked Meiser Stewart with the bases loaded, and that would score the go-ahead run and be the game decider. J.B. Arencibia also clubbed his league-leading 8th home run today, driving in 2 and going 3-for-5 with 2 runs scored. The Jays begin a series at the Bronx tomorrow, where they take on the Yankees at 7. And in entertainment, the day just isn't complete without some Justin Bieber. The Canadian singer had to leave his pet monkey in Germany because Bieber didn't have the proper documentations after landing in Munich with his pet. The 17-week-old capuchin monkey named Mally is staying in an animal shelter and could be placed in a zoo. Bieber has until May 17th to provide paperwork, or he loses ownership of the monkey. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Robin Danju, and have a great evening.